Manx Radio's 2016 election coverage.
Well, we continue our run-up to the 2016 general election. We heard today, of course, the keys have been dissolved. On this day, we go to Russian, where we have a new face in Manx politics, Mark Kemp. Good morning to you.
Morning.
Thanks for joining us. Mr. Kemp is 40, single, and has resigned from his job as a teacher to run in the election. Good morning. A secure profession to a very insecure one. Why?
Bottom line is, I want to make a difference. I got into teaching from accountancy to try and make a difference, give something back, you know, teach the students a little bit about what I've learned over the years. And I don't feel like I'm able to make enough of a difference as things stand. So I'm going to run for government.
So is this a social conscience of some sort? You feel you should be giving back to the community?
Yeah, there's a bit of that going on, yeah, for sure.
You give UK and Isle of Man politics as an interest as well as Scandinavian politics. Why Scandinavia?
Look at what Iceland did a few years back. They arrested government ministers, they arrested bankers, they reformed their government, changed their constitution. You know, they were in dire need and they went and changed everything, and look at them now, they're prospering.
No political experience. You're going to have to learn basically from scratch how to be an MHK, how to play the political game. Can you do that?
Of course I can.
Well, so you will hit the ground running. I mean, how much homework will you do before you go to the September the 22nd date? How much will you know about being an MHK?
It'll be like anything that I do, whether I'm going into board meetings in my former job or whether it be that I'm preparing for a lesson. I have to know what's going on. I have to know the facts.
Russian has two conurbations. You missed out this time because the constituency has been slim somewhat. Kolbe's dropped out and Balabagov's dropped out. But you've got the two ports, of course. How do you see their relationship? What of the future? Should they amalgamate?
I don't know if Port Erin and Port St Mary should amalgamate into just one big area. I mean, I know we've got the southern area plan for housing and what have you, which I think is probably a positive step forward. But in terms of them being two separate towns, they both have their own unique USPs. So I think they should stay as they are.
So what would you say the USP for, say, Port Erin is?
Port Erin, well, you've got the beach for starters. Hopefully, going forwards, we're going to have the Ballachilia Recreation Area. That'll be set up. There'll be Southern Nomads will have a pitch. Hopefully, we'll get a skate park in there, which I'm trying to talk to the commissioners about. I've been talking to ISB Skateboarding about that.
So you're already acting. I mean, obviously, you're involved with rugby, but you're already acting in skateboarding. You're already acting, basically, as a sort of a semi-MHK.
Yeah, well, let's take it back to your earlier comment when you were talking about social conscience. You know, I love where I live. I love the people that I interact with on a daily basis. I'm still coaching the Southern Nomads on and off over the years. I've been doing that. I've been coaching other rugby teams. It all falls in line with my career moving to teaching. I just enjoy what I do and I enjoy being involved.
You're very strong on tourism. You believe that's obviously a good thing. But let's just deal with these comments. Our government has been floundering, miring itself in debt and have relied on spin too much. But the chickens have come home to roost. Budget reform never really happened. So what do you advocate? Harsher, more astringent measures?
I wouldn't say harsh or stringent measures. I would advocate zero-based and priority-based budgeting. Now, without getting too technical, what we do is we start again at zero every budget term. Now, it is a long exercise.
This is something that's been suggested in Tin Wool before by backbenchers.
It was, and I believe Anne Crane took it on board and then she didn't get it re-elected. So I think Eddie Tear had other priorities when the recession really bit over here.
You suggest putting money aside for innovation. Can you suggest some innovations?
Yeah, sure.
Go ahead.
Well, let's talk about nanotechnology, robotics, any number of other things. We could finance that if we actually lit up the fibre optic cable over here that the MEA paid for many years ago.
Well, we've come to the end of our 4 minutes, passed all too quickly. Mark Kemp, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Keep up to date with the latest House of Keys General Election 2016 coverage on manxradio.com.